Once again, the worry is in when it comes to social media and advertising revenue. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 22nd day of July. It is Friday, and thanks for being with us. In other news, the age-old truth about the complaint, you know, nobody wants to work anymore. We've got some cannabis news for you from both the United States and Canada. Struggling to pay bills? Know that you are not alone. We've got the Wall Street Report, and are you looking for love in all the right places or the wrong places? And by the way, what's all that going to cost you? Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers. At ntpda.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. Friday. It means only two more working days till Monday, you know. Oh, by the way, a programming note, we are on the road Sunday. We are headed to Waterloo, Iowa. Me and Ken Chester from Roadworthy Drive, we're going to be visiting KXEL, News Talk 1540 KXEL, our partner station in eastern Iowa. It is their 80th birthday, and they've invited us to come along for some cake and ice cream. We'll see you in Waterloo on Sunday. Hey, you want to reach us on Twitter? You can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. During the worst of the pandemic, tech stocks ruled. Now investors are worried, and there are a number of things on their mind. This week, Snap reported a quarterly loss of 2 cents a share, which missed the estimate for a loss of 1 penny per share. Given uncertainties related to the operating environment, Snap said it would not provide third quarter revenue guidance. Wow. As a result, Snap has seen its stock sink by some 39%, ending the trade on Friday at $9.95 a share. If you want a little bit of, well, readjustment on that, back in February, Snap was trading at $41.43 a share. That put tech stocks companies under the microscope as investors look to other companies that rely on advertising revenue that some say will be headed downward should companies pull back from advertising due to recessionary fears. All right, I'm going to step out of my role as a reporter and come back to you as a professional marketer and advertiser. Listen to what I'm going to tell you. While other people are pulling back on R&D, research, development, and advertising, if you are a smart business, you are going to increase your advertising message. Why? Because as people go away, you are likely to find a bigger audience and increase your sales. Just saying, that's the way it's been since 1923 or so. Hey, those Wall Street numbers from today, I'll have those for you in just a bit. You know, we've heard it hundreds of times over the past several months. Customers, business owners, the person on the street all say, hey, what's the deal? Nobody wants to work anymore. Would you be surprised if I told you this is nothing new? Inc. is reporting that Paul Ferry, a researcher and instructor at the University of Calgary, posted a fascinating viral Twitter thread documenting how the complaints are not new to this generation. Ferry's thread includes newspaper clippings from every generation since 1894 complaining that nobody wants to work anymore. The clear implication is that my generation works, but you youngsters won't work. Want some examples? Here we go. From 2006, quote, I can't believe the bad luck I have in trying to find someone to do some needed home improvements. It's almost like nobody wants to work anymore, and when they do work, they take no pride in what they do. How does one find a dependable worker? End quote. Then from 1981, farming is my hobby now, but these rocks, I hired two boys to clear the rocks off this land last week, but they just fooled around. They didn't want to work. Nobody wants to work anymore, end quote. Let's go way back to 1916, quote, well, as near as I can find out, he answered, the reason for food scarcity is that nobody wants to work as hard as they used to, end quote. So, what do we learn from this other than the fact that people have said the same complaint for decades? How about this? You know, some jobs are challenging and low paid. It's not that people don't want to work. They just don't want to do the job you offer at the pay you offer. Looking at job postings on LinkedIn and other places will tell you how many people applied for a job, and you'll see some in the hundreds. People do want to work, but they want to work on their own terms. Remote jobs tend to have lots of applicants, for instance. Jobs with posted salaries are more popular than those where employers are tight-lipped. Suzanne Lucas at Inc. writes this, quote, "Generation Alpha will one day reach the workforce. And if you're a betting person, place your money on Gen Z and millennials wailing about how nobody wants to work anymore. Not like when they were young, at least." So overall, this is all just part of life. Older generations should stop whining, and younger generations should stop being offended. Now, that's not going to happen, but it's what should happen. Everyone, lighten up and tweak your jobs until you have the right salary and work combination to attract candidates, because you know what? Just about everybody wants to work. Well, here's a story we realize is a long shot, but you should know about it. The Street is reporting that U.S. Senate Democrats introduced a bill to lift the federal prohibition on cannabis, leaving it to each of the states to decide for itself whether to legalize. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer introduced the Cannabis Administration and Opportunity Act, which was co-sponsored by Finance Committee Chair Ron Wyden of Oregon and Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey. This is what Senator Schumer had to say about the legislation. Quote, "Cannabis legalization has proved immensely successful at the state level, so it's time that Congress catches up with the rest of the country," end quote. Now, marijuana would still be illegal in states that choose not to legalize the drug, and the Department of Justice would still provide grants to help small law enforcement departments combat black market sales. The bill's chances of gaining the 60 votes it needs to stave off a filibuster from an evenly split Senate? Those are pretty slim. And reports indicate that three Democrats, Jeanne Shaheen of New Hampshire, Bob Casey of Pennsylvania, and Joe Manchin of West Virginia, may not support the bill after all. Meanwhile, in Canada, cannabis sales are up. Canadian cannabis sales rose in May, according to new data from Statistics Canada. It was the third monthly increase and a positive sign for a market that's seen some turbulence in recent quarters. Cannabis sales across the country rose to $37.9 million in May from $37.3 million in April. Growth was uneven across the country. Provinces with larger populations saw more sales and bigger increases. Sales in Ontario, that's Canada's largest province by population, rose to $15.2 million from $15.1 million. British Columbia sales rose to $5.5 million from $5.3 million. More Americans are struggling to pay their bills. That should not be news, but it sort of is. And that's the story from Money.com, who's reporting that for more than 91 million U.S. adults, affording typical household expenses is somewhat difficult or very difficult, according to data released this week by the Census Bureau. That accounts for 40% of Americans who responded to the Bureau's survey between June 29 and July 11. A money analysis of census data shows that 40% is the highest share of Americans having trouble paying their bills since the census began asking in August of 2020. For comparison, at this point last year, 27% of respondents said they were having somewhat or a difficult time covering household expenses. According to Ryan Sweet, an economist at Moody's Analytics, the typical household now must spend $493 more per month to buy the same amount of goods or services as last year. To cope, Americans are turning to credit cards en masse. The cruel catch-22, of course, is that interest rates on credit cards are simultaneously rising due to several rate hikes from the Federal Reserve, which is taking action in an effort to tamp down inflation. Which, by the way, is one of the reasons American Express had a huge second quarter, as more spending is being done on plastic. Three words. Be careful, friends. On Friday, the major indexes reversed their course and fell. The Dow was off by 137 points to close the week at 31,899. The Nasdaq fell by 225 points as tech stocks came under the microscope. The index closed at 11,834. The broad market S&P 500 finished the week up, even though the index lost 37 points on Friday to end the session at 3961. Now, even with the losses on Friday, the major averages all gained this past week. The Nasdaq was up by 3.3%, while the S&P 500 gained 2.4%, and the Dow advanced by 2% for the week. And finally, there is this. You think the best things in life are free? Not in this economy. Bloomberg reports that record high inflation is changing the way people look for love. Singles are being more selective, talking financial priorities on the first date, and sometimes pausing their search for a soulmate because of the high price of eating out. As for who picks up the tab, that's become a point of tension even among high earners. One New York City dating coach who charges $15,000 for a four-month program says many clients want to halve the amount of cash they splash on dating. Well, no, wait a minute. Wait just a doggone minute. A dating coach? A dating coach that charges $15,000 for a four-month program? And the clients want to split the dinner bill? You know what? We can't make stuff like this up. Hey, that programming note again. We will see you Sunday in Waterloo, Iowa, as News Talk 1540 KXEL celebrates their 80th birthday. Well, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend, James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.